Finally today on the show, an audio postcard from Wen Li. She's a journalism student at Northeastern University here in Boston, but she's from China, and living far from home the past few years has given her a new appreciation for her country's traditional music.
The year before I came to the States, this music woke me up every weekend. It was my mom playing guzheng, a Chinese plucked string instrument with more than 2,500 years of history. Sometimes, when I miss her, I search for the songs she used to play. I think of the Chinese orchestra she joined. But I never expect to see one here, in Boston. That's the orchestra of the Boston Chinese Musicians Association rehearsing. The name of the song is Liu Sanjie. I've heard people sing this song in China, but never heard the Chinese orchestra version. It's beautiful and powerful, and suddenly brings me back to China and my home.
So every year we choose the different concert.
That's Zhan Taolin, the director of the group. Lin has performed all over, including at Lincoln Center in New York, and with cellist Yu-Yu Ma on his Silk Road project. The instrument Lin plays is called Erhu. It sounds like this. The instrument dates back to Tang Dynasty in the 7th century. And though it only has two strings, it produces a beautiful melody and can convey a whole range of emotions. Lin said, when he first heard it as a kid, he was fascinated and touched by the originality of the sound.
But who really like a human? You feel a little sad, like you miss something.
That's Lin teaching Landon Turk, a 9-year-old boy. I asked him, why do you choose to learn Erhu?
Because it's much easier to learn the violin, and that's probably it.
Perhaps Turk hasn't really started to appreciate the beauty of Erhu, but his mother, Xiu Jin Turk, has always loved the instrument.
I grew up in Taiwan and I always loved the sound. Oh my goodness.
She also feels that it is very important for her son to be aware of his cultural identity.
For kids who grew up in United States, I don't want them to forget where do they come from. So we just try to do the best we can to let them explore the culture that he is come from.
Besides guzheng and erhu, there are a whole variety of beautiful-sounding Chinese instruments. For example, pipa, also known as Chinese lute, is another amazing one. Because of my mom, I feel very lucky that I have the chance to immerse myself in a Chinese musical world. The music makes me feel relaxed. It's also a therapy, a healing for my homesickness. Try listening to just one piece, and hopefully you will feel the uniqueness, the power, and the beauty. For the World, Wen Lei, Boston.
What a pacifying way to close out this week. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.